And it is Sunday, and we always like to bring some interesting written material, some books to you. And I came across one that I thought really actually had a lot of interest for me and for a lot of the fans and parents and people out there. The name of the book is Coach's Best Friend. And the author is Aaron Locks, L-O-C-K-S. And Aaron is very well known in the baseball community here in Northern California. But he put this book out. And when I picked it up, I said, boy, I wish I had this when Evan and Aaron were playing in El Cerrito baseball or in Oakland baseball, because it teaches parents how to deal with the kids as well as how to, you know, run a good practice and things like that. So, Aaron, welcome to the show today. I enjoyed the book.
Great. Good morning. It's excited to be here. And it's funny, you're talking about Theo. What a great job he's doing up in Sonoma. That's where I live, so I get to go watch the games. What a great program they put together.
Yeah, well, I didn't see you the night I threw out the first pitch. See, you should have been there to, you know, maybe you could have given me a little critique. I thought it was a sweeping slider in the outside corner. I'm a lefty, so.
You're a lefty. You're swinging right. Exactly. Right.
But, yeah, no, but it was a lot of fun, and they had a big night in Sonoma last night, a huge night for them as Stacy Piagno went seven innings to win that game. But tell us about the book. And it really does apply to parents, volunteers, kids, but it gets really to the heart. This isn't some big, you know, headline book. You get to the heart of how to handle kids, practices, teams, lineups, and all that. It's really very well done.
I appreciate the kind words about it. You know, I coached a long time and working with the kids, and the whole thought process here is to keep it really simple. Everything that I saw out there in the world, baseball, actually a lot of different sports, was so many in-depth levels. And realistically, when you're coaching 4, 10, 9-year-old kids, whatever they are, it's like herding cats at times. So what I thought was, I need something that is really easy to digest. You know, with my ADHD, it's got to be quick. And I wanted to give something that the parent volunteer could just pick up and go, okay, how do I know the terms of the game? Or how do I set up practice? Or what do I do about if I have to draft kids or if I have to cut kids? And how do you go through the process? So that's how I put it together.
Yeah, very good. I just picked up one page and it says, dealing with umpires and a bunch of questions. Remember to ask yourself, what is my desired result from this conversation with the umpire? I'd like to apply this to Earl Weaver or Billy Martin or something like that, but but it really is pretty good. Tell us about, and that's just one section, dealing with umpires. What did you come up with?
Well, I refereed in the NCAA, and I've also been around umpires and officials. And what I figured out is that those guys out there, you know, they're volunteering or they're making very little money out there doing the best they can. We know they overturn their calls less often than the Supreme Court will change what's going on in their world. So the recommendation is to work with them, give them the respect. And the thing that we find that I learned when I worked for Coach Wooden is blame is the worst thing you can put out there, because then it starts to make your team be able to blame them rather than holding themselves accountable for their own actions or plays.
Well, I like it. The other one is base running. And, you know, we have the professor on with us Sunday morning, Ron Wotus, the bench coach of the Giants.
He's great.
Yeah, and I love that segment. And I think you would appreciate it. And we should have you on here one of these days with Woe and talk a little fundamental baseball. But you have something on base running. And I always say that base running, you don't have to be the fastest person in the world. But you have to understand the game and the instinct of the game. And you talk a lot about base running with kids. What do you try to tell them about base running?
Well, there's a couple things. One is a coach, especially if I'm a parent volunteer, I need to know the rules, because some leagues don't allow leadoff. Some do allow leadoff. So you first need to know, you know, what are your options, so to speak. You know, your setup, reading the pitcher, understanding when they commit to the pitch. And then just go. And a lot of times what happens to kids, they don't know to just go. And when you go, you just got, when you commit, you just take off and go. And then, of course, the slide, because obviously, which we try to encourage, no head first slide for little guys. But to get down and get that slide in there, and it's base stealing. My son is 15 now, and base stealing is one of his favorite parts of the game. You know, I grew up watching Ricky Henderson and guys like that, and I said, okay, that's how you do it. So, you know, it's keep it really fundamental and basics. You have to know if you can lead off, if you can't. You have to kind of give them a teaching point of when to take off and when they go, just go.
Well, the book is Coach's Best Friend, and it really is, honestly, a lot of fun. Aaron Locks, A-A-R-O-N-L-O-C-K-S. Is the author. The other one is, and I've coached when Aaron played in Oakland and when Evan played in El Cerrito, I was part of it. And the one thing was getting a kid ready. when the pitch was being thrown, that you looked at your defense, you wanted them ready to accept a ball that would be hit at them, and you didn't want to see your right fielder or center fielder or the third baseman looking up at the sky or picking daisies. You know what I mean? You wanted guys ready.
Absolutely, right.
But that starts in practice, I think. And then, of course, the game should just be what the repetition of practice is. So how do you deal with that with an 8- to 10-year-old?
Well, we have a teaching cycle that we use with the National Academy of Athletics. That's my day job, which is with the National Academy of Athletics. And what we do is it's 3 minutes of verbal instruction, 6 minutes of skill development, and 6 minutes of play. You know, when you're running practice, the first thing kids want to say is, when do I get to scrimmage? Well, you got to teach them to play first. So what we try to do is we get them a clear understanding is that when the pitcher is going to go through and pitch, especially the littles, we'll have them actually get in the stance. They'll tap their knees with their hands on their knees, and then they'll put their palms up. So that means they're ready. And they go through that routine. Like if you watch Hunter in right field, every time he's got a routine, which is as the pitch is coming, it's left, right, and he's ready. And the same thing with Brandon in shortstop. It's the same thing all the way through. But that way they get a basic routine they can do all the time. It keeps them engaged because baseball can be a slow sport.
And the other thing, and we'll let you go, I really appreciate having you on this morning, Aaron Locks. When I pitched to kids who were like 8 years old, and Evan and I were talking about this the other day, we kind of had fun with it, and I pitched, and I guess I must have pitched underhand at that point. But what I did was I tried to pitch the ball underhand as straight and hard as I could do it. And there were some kids I would say, all right, I'm going to aim it where his bat is, where the
right.
swing is. And
right.
I think that's one of the things for parents. When you pitch to a kid, don't throw that big loop that the kid has got to somehow follow the big loop as it's coming in, because the swing has got a loop, and it's very hard to hit it. I say throw the ball straight at a kid and with some pace to it, and I think the kid gets a better swing.
Marty, you're 100% correct. We actually teach it a little different than underhand. We actually teach to have the parent or coach sit on a bucket, and then what they do is just like they're throwing darts. So you're exactly right. They throw it to the spot, and they throw it pretty crisp because that nice level pitch will stay in the plane, hitting plane longer, give that player a chance to get contact, because you're right, where the looping pitches can really be a problem to hit.
Yeah, very good. All right, where does one get the book, Coach's Best Friend? Where can someone pick it up? It really is really a good guide for kid baseball and softball and all that kind of stuff.
I appreciate that. Best place they can go, you know, they can go to Amazon and just put in Coach's Best Friend. Or they can go to Facebook. Interesting enough, we ended up making a series of it. So now if you got lacrosse or basketball or soccer, you can pick one up as well. So there's a lot of different options based on the team sports that are there. But best thing is just go to Amazon.com, or they can go to our website, NationalAcademyOfAthletics.com, and they can see all the stuff there. And they can even check out the camps and other things that we do for kids and parents and coaches.
Very good. You should send some down to me. We'll keep in touch. And I'll bring some up to the Book Tree in Montclair, where David is. And, of course, we've got so many kids who play in the North Oakland Little League and a lot of baseball talk up there. It would be nice to have it a little close by for us. So we'll keep in touch, and nice to have you on. And I'm going to give this book to Raf. Raf wants to give this to the guy who runs his softball team. He says this guy should read this book.
So. I appreciate it. Can I ask one favor?
Sure, please.
Baseball coach, Marty Islas, in Mill Valley, when I grew up playing, he really had a major impact in my life, and actually Coach Islas is listening right now. So, hey, Coach, how are you? But I got to play in Mill Valley Little League, and Coach Islas, when I was 7 years old, was my dad had left. So he's a big reason that gave me the success and learned as much as I did in life. So I just want to give him a shout-out. But baseball has been a big part of my life since I was seven, so 45 years.
Very good. And I think Brian Murphy, if I'm not mistaken, is in Mill Valley Little League, Matt and Raph.
Murph's 4 years behind me. I was High School class of 82, and he's 4 years behind me.
And his brother Kevin, I played a lot of softball with Kevin Murphy, who's a very, very solid left-handed hitter. So very good.
He could hit the ball, huh?
Yes, he could. Not as well as Tim Reardon, but he could hit it. All right. Hey, great to have you on, Aaron. And
we'll
keep in touch, because I want to get the book down to Montclair at the Book Tree, and we'll see if David can't keep it up there for a while.
That sounds great. I appreciate everybody, and have a good Sunday, and go Giants.
All right. Thanks again. All right. Coach's Best Friend. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.